Was it the same? Janet's mum had passed away Saturday night.
Oh.
So if you can text her to just say, because she told me. So I must have found out early this morning. Basically late last night.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's very sad.
It was expected.
It was.
She's had a fall and broken neck of femur, and they decided they were going to operate even though she had a chest infection or had some kind of infection already. They didn't want to do it, but she was in so much pain they went ahead. This was last Sunday.
Yeah.
And then mum didn't come round. Janet was called up there on Tuesday. And then mum's passed away because she didn't come round from the operation. So if you've got Janet's, you just text us. Such a good. She's still in Hastings at the moment. She's waiting for the coroner to come because they always have coroners coming.
That's very sad.
She was quite old, wasn't she?
She was already in a care home.
Yeah.
Anyway,
she was 90 something.
Yeah,
she
90
must
old.
Have been because Janet.
Yeah. Janet says.
I'll just say her name.
Okay. So, welcome to the first meeting of the new year.
Hooray!
Hooray. Exciting times ahead. Sorry?
And welcome to the first meeting.
Yes, hello, welcome.
Yay.
Right, that's the excitement over.
You peaked so soon.
That was the excitement,
stop. That was it.
Really?
Yeah, that was it. Yep. Sorry about that, that was it. Right. Has anybody got any stuff that they want to add to the agenda, anything that's particularly a burning issue that they want to talk about tonight? Mike's got a list, but we'll come to his list. So we'll get everybody else's done before we get to Mike's list.
Notification.
Yeah. Cool. All right, has everybody seen that there's been some... go on then, have you got a note?
Not me, because I wasn't there, but apparently there's...
We've got some things from the 7 that we want.
But they might be on the agenda, but we don't...
Well, should we... We'll do some updates from everybody then. Should we put them in that category in a minute? Would that be suitable? Or is it a specific thing that we need to...
We don't
know what the agenda is, so therefore
well,
it could already be there.
It could be covered.
So, you know, are you going to tell or shall we?
Mm-hmm. Well, the things that I've got on my list are, firstly, the legislation that's been posted and things about legislation. The next is groups and what we're going to do about speed dating and getting people to think about the groups. I'd like to talk about that a bit. And then we can all do mountain updates, which you can either fit into one of those categories or come up with any other business.
So the extra one was belonging, just to talk about belonging.
So you're doing that from the 7 point of view, or just as a general, everybody'd like to debate that one, please?
Question is from 7. How will it be delivered? And we were going to talk to the 12 about it. So
right.
How will belonging be delivered?
So we'll add that one.
And what's
that
happening with the booklet?
Belonging. Fantastic. Okay. Right, legislation. Has everybody seen the new bits that have been posted on Slack?
Mm-hmm.
Has everybody read them?
Quickly. What are the new bits that have been posted on Slack?
The new pieces of legislation that have been posted on Slack? Have
I
we
know
seen them?
A new piece from last
Law of Fruitfulness.
Yeah.
Law of Clean Living.
And Law of Foundation.
And the Law of Foundation.
Foundation. Yeah.
Right.
If you haven't seen them, can you please familiarise yourself with them? And be prepared to make some comments on them so that we can shape them.
The Law of Fruitfulness, we did pass it.
I thought we passed that one last
but
time.
Nigel's seen some things that need tweaking.
I've made some suggestions that we need to think about because I think there's some stuff that we've missed.
Okay.
Particularly in the language. Shall I explain?
Just when you thought you'd got it done, John.
Well, I think...
No, I'm open to anything.
No, well, I talked to Joe about it before bringing it here. So what I said is the way that some of the things are phrased, we need to... I haven't got the right bit of paper. We need to think about the words that we use. One of the things that people try to do is avoid offence or avoid being too direct because they want to be nice about what they're creating. The problem is, if you're too indirect, you're not actually creating good legislation. Because legislation is direct. It is about a subject. It is for a purpose and has a point. So to be nice, words like "we will allow" are used. And we don't mean "we will allow." What we mean is "we will." Or "we will," and then things like "we will become." Well, let's be, not become, because one is now and one is in the future. So the kind of language we use determines how strong our legislation is and how direct it is. And if we're going to have legislation, it needs to be direct, because otherwise it's open to interpretation and misinterpretation. Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when we're using language for legislation, we need to be definite about what we mean. Okay. So that was my first point. And some of the things in the law of fruitfulness were about "we will allow this and we will allow that." So, well, that's kind of keeping our hands off of it, because we're allowing it. What we want to do is be directing it, encouraging it, controlling it, empowering it, so it's doing words is what we want, not passive words. That makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when you're writing your laws, be definite. Commit to what you want to do, and don't try to be nice about it, because this is legislation. It's not there to be woolly, it's there to be definite.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just looking at some of those things, thinking, actually, you can say that better. Yeah. Second thing around that law of fruitfulness is, are there unintended consequences? So when you're looking at the laws, one of the things that was brought up was fruitfulness usually comes from a period of pruning.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're implementing the law of fruitfulness, would you expect a period of pruning?
Mm-hmm.
And if you think the two things are usually connected, which they usually are, should you not then legislate for how that pruning will occur, rather than just letting it happen as an unintended consequence?
Mm-hmm.
Yes? So then, having looked at it, so yes, the law of fruitfulness, we want reproduction, we want multiplication, we want those things, but in order to get to that point, the people using that law or subject to that law may have to go through a period of pruning.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Better to say that pruning will be like this, mm-hmm. people will get the benefits of that, God will work in this way, angels are available to do,
mm-hmm.
rather than just letting it happen and see what potentially could be unintended.
The unintended consequences, that you don't know what the unintended consequences might be. I know that's
you don't, you absolutely, you don't. But in relation to a process like that,
yes.
You could, that was what I would call reasonably foreseeable.
I'll just make a note of that.
But actually, that is...
We don't know what we don't know.
That is an actual principle in law. When the statutory bodies in the UK look at legislation, they actually have a practice where they look at something and say, is it reasonably foreseeable that this could happen, or that could happen, or this could go wrong, or that it could be misinterpreted?
Particularly restless this evening. I just wondered if you were running a temperature too. Sorry.
Two, yes.
I wondered if you were running a temperature too, yes. Sorry, we were having a diversion over here. Suddenly the earth began to shake.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I brought up the pruning thing because just as I read it, it says Isaiah gives you a constant, that you're going to live in constant fruitfulness. But actually, the whole thing is seasonal and pruning. Mm. So against the raft of scripture. So unless you're... So I was confused as to whether you were sort of saying, actually, we're going to mandate that. We've got a mandate that says we will constantly be... We're not going to be pruned anymore. We will be in this constant nirvana. Yeah, which was
sounds
like, okay,
right.
That's cool.
That's
I kind of get that.
Sounds good.
Yeah, that's good. But it didn't, I couldn't reconcile it against seasons, okay. Pruning... So, you know, reaping, sowing, and all of those other
things that God tends to do to us.
Things that one tends to, yes, have happened.
All right.
So I just thought
we can look at that.
Yes. So, but as we get more used to doing this stuff, we'll get more used to thinking of these things, won't we? So, it's not to be critical; it's actually just to improve the process.
Mm-hmm.
say. But as I said, the concept of reasonably foreseeable is one that is enshrined in the UK law. And judges will use it in a court if there is a doubt over how an act should be, or a piece of legislation should be implemented. Okay? So that was that. The other thing is, one of the other ones, it does need to be looked at, because I've made a comment on Slack about it, in that it's a bit of a mixture. And the main point from that one is the law of clean living one. The main point for me in that one is, whilst I understand where it's coming from and its desire about people living in purity and people living in a moral way, the problem with the way it's been written is it's trying to make people pure and moral. And that goes against all the laws and all the issues of free will and choice. Now, it might be our desire that people don't choose those things, but you can't
from one
make
extreme to
them.
The other, then, very gentle to slapping people about.
Well, it's the desire is right
there. It was
there.
The man himself that wrote it. So.
But the problem, all I'm saying is what's missing is if we try to legislate against people's free will or choice, then actually that's pointless, because that would go against that. So whilst we want to encourage or empower or make circumstances right that people wouldn't need to or want to do these things, you can't stop people if they choose to get into an adulterous relationship, because that's their choice. Mm-hmm. So we have to look at, is what we are trying to legislate going against free will? The other thing is what we're putting in the jurisdiction, is that actually the jurisdiction we have? Because if you say it applies to all Christians and all non-Christians, does it? Do we actually have that authority? Do we have that jurisdiction? Mm-mm. It may be our desire, but do we actually have that jurisdiction? Can we say that we have a law that we want to apply to everyone if it's about changing behaviour, or if it's about changing who they are and how they behave, or goes against their choice? So I'm not saying that there's not laws that would not apply to the whole world, and probably fruitfulness or foundation is a good one. Actually, that was a really good one, because those things do apply to the whole of creation. But law of clean living, you can't make everybody who's not a Christian conform to that law. Yeah. So we've got to look at, are we going against the fundamentals of what God's given us by way of free will and choice as well? So these things have a foundation in right, the way we want people to be right, and we want to believe things, we want to speak the right things. The other thing is, most of that law was actually declarations, it wasn't rights, authorities, powers. Mm-hmm. So it needs to be broken down. It's not that it's not a law in there, it just needs working to shape it. So,
because in a sense, a law authorises something, or
gives rights or powers.
Yeah. So if it authorised us to create an environment where it would be unnecessary for people to need this,
absolutely,
that's a totally different thing, because we have the authorisation to create the environment that people would benefit from and then not need
to do that.
To do that,
yes.
Which is very different from thou shalt not do that, and we're going to enforce this law that stops you doing that, because we actually can't. It's actually God can't. We can't hold any more power than God does, and he can't stop people committing adultery or other things. But he can create the whole Ten Commandments thing was, hey, if you're in this intimate relationship with me, you won't need any of that stuff. Which is actually what, the relationship aspect of knowing love would mean, that you wouldn't need love outside of the relationships that God gives and in himself. So, in essence, does God want a society that does not do any of those negative things? Absolutely. That was what he created the garden for. Mm-hmm. And how would we then legislate for that to take place? I think it can only be that we are looking to establish something which demonstrates what that society would be like in terms of our relationship with God, that would people would find and then wouldn't want anything other than that. So there's nothing wrong in the desire, because it is God's desire that we would all live
in purity,
in lives that are righteous in that sense. I mean, not that I didn't read it, So I'm just going. Well, I didn't get a ping, obviously. but in principle, you can see. So the law of foundation is that. Is that that's from the Freedom Mountain as well, is it? That's interesting, because we are going to work on a law of foundations as well, but much more in line, probably, with what our mountains call to do.
Yeah.
So it'd be interesting to look
but
at
it could
that.
Be yeah, you've got be yeah it probably overlaps yeah, sort of well aspects of the surprise. Same thing because that's how yeah. That's how so everything overlaps
and all that.
Yeah. So yeah, that's quite cool
as a heads up
yeah.
Right. Yeah. So I don't have any more to add on that, but that was just my observations. Mm-hmm. So if you have questions on that sort of thing, or you want me to explain it more directly or help shape something, I'm happy to help with that.
Okay. Can I just, I've just had a look on Slack. I think those laws probably need to be in the revealed law rather than declared law.
They are, aren't they? I guess I look on my phone, I think.
They are in the revealed.
Are they?
Should be.
There's can't read them all.
The bottom
fruitful, fruitful, the
yeah,
fruitful.
There are two lots because there's a lot that we put in last summer and on revealed law and... we looked at them again because they weren't in the right format.
Yeah.
So we're just starting to look at all those because there's seven of them, looking at them all again. And those are the first two we looked at.
Right. Yeah.
Can we delete anything?
Yeah.
How do we delete?
If you own it, you can. If you post it.
I didn't put them in. So
yeah. I posted it as a zip file, but when I wanted to delete it, I wasn't sure how to do it.
So we want to transfer the ones that have been.
Agreed.
The other ones, don't we?
Yeah, we'll publish them. Just publish them, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. In the other thing. Yeah.
Let's have a little furkle a minute, then.
We'll find it, then.
That's sort about.
I'd love a
furkle. Oh, yeah, that's all good.
Furkle.
Right. Okay. Any comments on that? Happy to leave that there. Cool. All right then. Groups. Are we any further forward on thinking about how we're going to do the groups? We talked about doing a speed dating event.
Yep. On Sunday, in fact.
Do we know how that's going to work?
Well, I think
Mike is going to give a little talk, aren't you, about it?
Well, I might give a little introduction.
Yes.
Very brief. But the idea was that we would have stations arranged around the room, or stations, places that we would then display and be behind for people to come and engage and pick up brochures that we'll have printed by Sunday. And well, I got Jeremy Mike. And Sam on ours, but hopefully everyone can have them printed and then have them there. And then people can then ask questions.
Are we printing them ourselves?
No,
here.
I would imagine you just need to...
Send it to Jeremy. That's the problem, isn't it? Ours doesn't print here.
Why? Why doesn't it print here?
Oh, I don't know, Jeremy's...
No, it's it was just the colours weren't the same on his thing. But
he's never been able to do it.
Trust you, innit?
Photocopy.
Eh? That's you, though, innit? Come up with the one that won't print.
It's actually not me. I'm not the designer. And Emma prints it from her own.
Have you tried
photocopy? So anyone needs to print them all.
You could photocopy it.
You can definitely photocopy them.
Oh, it won't be sharp if you photocopy it, but you can. No.
But what happens
when I'm going to have to do because
it comes out white.
Comes out white?
White.
Oh.
Doesn't it, Em?
Previous.
It should work for him now, but if he wants to do a test of one, and if it doesn't print, then I can print them all.
Have you sent it to him?
So what I would suggest is making sure that everyone's brochure is emailed in so that they can be printed. And obviously
so
we need to
ask him to
get
try one tomorrow.
I think there when we have those I'll install Slack. Well, it depends really whether you anticipate. If you think about how many people already know where they are, which is, should be everyone who's around this table at least, plus a few others, then it's enough for everyone else.
But it would be good to have everybody's brochure, wouldn't it? Don't you think?
Oh yeah, we want everyone's brochure. What I'm saying is,
no, I mean to have
one of us.
What everyone else is.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then you'd need
about 10.
Ten,
50. Well, 30 at least. You need more for everyone to have one. If you're saying that you want one,
I would be really interested to have a look at everybody's brochure myself, even though I'm not going to be in, just because I would.
Jump ship already.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah, she's ready to jump ship.
So has everybody got a finished brochure that can be photocopied or produced or whatever? Has everybody got, and we got access to them now if you want to have a quick look at them?
I've got mine somewhere.
Downstairs in my office.
As it happens.
As it happens.
Well, yeah. But I thought you were going to post them to project.
We've got a printer.
It's a storage.
Yes. I didn't get around to it.
I'm not. That's all good. You put it up and I went, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. I'll take mine down, post this to the public.
Do for.
Yeah. And I'll do it now, but well, I can't
see the money doing it.
I can't even get into this.
We can get on Slack either.
I can't get on Slack.
Can you get on Slack?
You're
on Slack?
I'm not on
the. Are you Slack?
I'm not on the internet.
Did I say, was it you I said to?
For some reason, it's kind of resolving, host resolving.
Was it you I talked about?
We talked about it
on the web page that's got the mountain stuff. I accessed on my computer, but I couldn't access it off my phone. And nor could you.
No, I couldn't even find the page on my laptop.
Access it.
I don't know where to find the page.
It wasn't very easy to find it on the laptop.
Can you give me the maze how to find it?
It's
easy if you know how.
Let's see, what is the first thing? It's,
It's Freedom Art.
What does it say? No, it's not Freedom Art, it's the church.
He's watching it.
It's the church page, it's the it orange one.
What's that then? Freedom.
What is,
church one is freedomart.org. Bit of a misnomer, unfortunately, because
the second thing
I've got
is
freedomart.org.
Okay.
Are you looking? Is anyone looking?
That one. Yeah. Church. Freedom Church. And then you go into where?
Can you shout it out, please? Because I'm writing it down.
Church members, surely.
Yeah, I don't think you could
have
my phone.
Yes, it will be in the church members area somewhere.
So, church members, then what about us?
Have you got about us?
Mike telling his members.
Got about us. And then
about us. And then on the left, the second one says mountain. You've got a mountain.
About us.
The website.
Just about us and mountain.
The brochures.
Have I got a brochure on that?
As in the post at the moment.
Thank you.
Anyway, once we've actually sorted that out, then on Sunday.
The only ones that are live are the ones that are in blue.
It will be using them.
Come on, Jeremy.
Yeah.
So being able for anyone to come to your area and describe questions or answer questions that they may have.
So, the question
you
is,
sell your mountain.
Is every mountain ready to man a stool on Sunday morning?
We see you on Sunday morning.
Well, I'm manning it on my own. I'm a bit sad about that.
What do you do with it on your own?
Yeah, my son's birthday and possible future wife are coming to stay, so neither of us will be here. And there's only two on that mountain.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I mean, I'm the other one's my wife. Here, but it's anything's up for grabs at the moment, so
it was an arrangement that was made prior to this arrangement. We may have said something if we'd known this was coming up. But hey, that's the way it goes. So. But there's...
Oh, I'm by you.
Plenty on Enterprise.
So what are we doing with the Crosscombe guys? Are they just going to wander around?
I was going to ask that.
Yeah.
It'd be very, very good for them to know what we're about. So they can pick up a brochure and talk to people, even though they wouldn't be in a group now. But hopefully, when they graduate and if they stay around, then they would be able to.
I thought the last 12 we said when we did the speed dating thing that the Crosscombe guys were going to have their own service at Crosscombe.
Did we?
Yes, yeah.
That's not ringed a bell.
We talked about that, but that's not actually what we said. We didn't agree that. We actually agreed the opposite, that they would be free to come and to engage.
I think that they were both options were discussed, but I don't know that we made a firm. They were both,
yeah,
both things.
I thought we'd agreed that they would come. Because it'd be nice for them to actually see all the different things.
I think the issue is, will they understand it? And some of the others, they're at different stages and have been around for different periods of time. It's a lot of it's going to depend on how well it is explained and set up in the first place. If we just have, well, hello everybody, we're having speed dating today, go and talk to people around the tables, that's not going to be enough to express to them in particular what we're doing and why we're doing it. Mm-hmm. So we need to have enough of a preamble that people know and understand what we're doing. The other thing is, we haven't told everybody that we're doing it next weekend. We didn't, because we had Mike Bryan here, it wasn't announced that we were doing anything like this next Sunday.
No.
So are we doing it too quick?
That was a choice, because actually people are going to be here, then that's what happened.
It wasn't a choice in the sense of like thought through, because at that time we didn't know Michael Bryant was coming, did we?
No, we didn't. No.
This was arranged before we knew.
Yeah. So do we feel people are going to be prepared enough to participate?
I don't think so.
You don't?
I personally think it would be better to announce before what we are going to do, mm-hmm. so they can think about it and they come prepared as well as us for that Sunday.
Agree.
Yes, it's whether that would actually cause some people to opt out.
You mean not turn up?
It's their choice then.
Yeah, well, it is, but
that's a very definite choice. Why do you think people would opt out of coming if we actually tell them what we're doing? That says a lot in itself, doesn't it?
Yeah.
If people do that, then that just shows where they're at.
It doesn't.
I
think that's a fairly, if we're telling them what we're going to be doing, it's like,
in terms of belonging. Clearly they don't feel that they belong.
That's a clear choice. I don't want to participate in a group and I don't want to learn about any mountains. That's kind of a statement by choosing not to come, isn't it?
I mean, I've been thinking, like, in light of what we're saying now, I have been thinking, I do think that people are extremely confused about the lion, ox, eagle and man and the relevance of those with
the groups.
With the groups.
Yeah.
Is it possible to have a really basic, simple, what each of those faces is all about, really, rather than just the ox, or the ox is here, or the lion is here, or whatever. There will be people who, it's just like...
But the speed dating thing sort of removes that for those who don't understand it, because they don't need to understand it to find a group, because the groups will be self-explanatory, and then the groups will explain what the faces are for those who don't really understand it.
But I'm sure I've heard you say at some point that some people will be drawn to a face.
Well, they may be, but then those people would know what the face was, and would just be drawn to the face, and that'd be where they would go. I mean...
Is this not an opportunity, if we're not going to do it on one this week, to kind of... reinforce things, you know, we have these mountains, we have people who have been sitting on these mountains, they've been putting together this is why we're doing it. Ultimately they are connected to faces, really simply, and next week we're actually going to get in there and find out a little bit more sort of thing.
I'm in the slack.
Viewpoints? Anybody agree with that? Disagree with that?
What's the proposal then? Do we do it? Do we don't not do it?
Do we don't?
Do we don't?
Do we don't? Do we don't?
Obviously,
who are we dating though? If we take out Crosscombe,
if we're not going to do it,
and
we're going to do it the following week, obviously there is an advantage is that you may be around.
Yes.
Is anyone else not going to be around?
If
anyone else not going to be around? Hazel won't
be around.
For the
No. Yeah, but I don't think me being there or not is a reason to delay it, but I do. But actually, has anybody said anything? But what's happening with Crosscombe then? If you take Crosscombe out and you take out the people that are already on mountains, who are we dating? Who will, you know?
Are we unmarried?
Are we dating each other?
Which is why, when we talked about the Crosscombe people, it was like, actually, that will make it a little bit more of a crowd of people who are actually going around talking rather than the odd person.
It's really explained. Almost like, explain it in detail and then go do it, rather than this is what we're doing today, go off and do it. I just think it would be more of a what each of the mountains is before you go speed date and then find out again. Sort of thing.
So is each of the mountains going to actually then explain that then themselves? Because that's the whole point. You're the people who are going to explain it, not someone else on your behalf. That was why we were going to do the speed dating.
No, I'm not meaning that. I'm saying, reiterating what the mountains are, what spheres, what it means to be on a mountain, as opposed to, we've got all these mountains, go explore them and find it out. For some people, they might. If the Crosscombe guys are going to be there, why have we got these mountains? What are they? God's given us these spheres of influence.
Why do you keep going on about mountains?
But also, it needs to be in relation to groups, because they need to understand that this is about which group that you will.
What is it that gets your heart? What causes you to be excited?
That's the basic purpose of it.
But a little bit of explanation about the whole, rather than just, this is what we're doing today, go find out about a group.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean that in a sense, that has been done. That's what we did when we had the church chat.
Are we saying do it again?
So are you saying that we want to do the church chat again? Minus some bits.
Not any call that the church chat didn't actually, it was a bit beyond some people. Some people I've talked to that I've asked, to explain these things. What do they get? And then they I do think we need to show the workings out. It's a bit like an exam, isn't it? You just can't produce the answer. You have to do the workings out. And some people, it's all right if you've been a part of the workings out because you know how it's been worked out. But if you haven't seen that, it's invisible to people.
Well, that's what the church chat explained. We went through a process and God showed us it.
Keep on rehearsing it with people, isn't it? Okay. To have one church chat and expect all the people that aren't in this room and in government to get it all in one chat, I think, because you just serve it up different ways, don't you?
Who's going to volunteer then?
Well, you don't laugh, but I just think people need to be told.
Essentially, if you want to do that, who's going to do it?
A lot of people don't.
That's fine, but who's going to do it?
Well,
okay. Because you can't expect me to do it differently than I've already done it. So if you want someone else to do it, then you're really asking someone to prepare for Sunday from today. And who's volunteering to do that?
So now you're left with something else on Sunday.
Well,
basically,
essentially that's what you're saying.
Because people are saying not ready for a speed date.
Yeah.
Okay. Whether it be literacy of audience to understand what we're talking about, whether it be number of people in the audience, whether it be amount of material that we can present to the individual members of the audience, and whether it be the number of groups that we're doing, because there's a little bit of a fudge here, which is that all mountains are pitching for groups. Are all mountains also groups now?
No.
No.
Not yet, but those that exist are,
So we have to get together as the two.
So, people. But am I pitching to recruit for my mountain?
No. You're pitching to recruit
for your
group from the face.
Of which there are four.
Which you're a part of.
Yes.
So, you're pitching for your mountain, which will be part of that face.
This is why I brought this
up. And others will be pitching for their mountain, and when you come together, you'll be in one group. Because you want people to know, to feel, I want to be here because I'm drawn to this mountain. That mountain happens to be part of this face, and another two groups or one group is also part of that face, and initially, we're going to all get together so we can work that out.
But what Dave's getting at is the mountains then need to be in
instead of having mountains
four,
around the room, you need to be in four lots.
Yeah, four faces. So that's what we said. We're going to put it north, south, east, west.
Yes.
Right. Three on one side, two on the other.
Need to have a bit of an understanding of the faces then, because I don't think that.
But that's just how the room will be set up, because those mountains will be in the same groups.
Yeah,
for those who understand the faces, that's how they are.
So far, so good. Yeah. We're getting there. Yes, we're getting there. But it feels more workshoppy than bang to rights, speed datey. So it sounds more, feels more. So it, you know, the speed datey things are definite. So really, you're making a pitch for those that aren't yet in a group or a mountain.
Yeah.
Same. That's it, really. So what you're actually presenting is we're all in groups of mountains. Mm. So there probably needs to be a preamble, which is, so what we've done is, so all of our existing, mountain groups up, we've done that because, now work your way around the room and figure out if you fit.
Basically. Go and talk to everyone.
Go and talk to everyone,
get
but
a
brochure, however that is,
and then
however
take it away
is.
And...
However that may be, however that preamble is. So that's sort of feels like
so essentially every group, mountain group, whoever's there representing that group, would be sharing the vision and values of that group to people by talking to them.
Right.
The brochure is something for them to take away, rather than, oh, read this brochure. Well, that's what they can take away, having you said, hey, this is what we're about. Our heart is for good news, or our heart is for freedom, and it's this.
Yeah.
So it's expressing your heart to people who ask, what's this about then? That would be the gist of it.
So now, if you're going to, this, as it's the first time you've ever done it, and it's a fairly small audience, and it will probably need to be done again with a bigger audience, and probably is destined to do so, it may perhaps be more useful to think of it as an exercise of figuring out how to do it next time. So therefore, make good notes about what people didn't know, what they need to know, and so on.
Because essentially that will then be part of belonging.
Yeah, because that will inform what happens afterwards. But I think if you don't, but there's, you know, I don't think it's a... it is this thing about being completely planned and organised and totally know what you're doing before you do it, or taking enough stuff to throw at it on the basis that you'll come out with it with something like you want. So it's a little bit of that. So it feels a bit more like a workshoppy thing. So it is a probably to think of it as a good run at. Well, people didn't know what we were talking about when we were talking about mountains, or actually we took along materials to try and explain it, and we found out where they fell down, and when is the belonging leaflet arriving, or whatever it might be. I don't know what the solutions to that are, but at the minute we're all just kind of thinking we know what's going to happen.
It's possible with a bit of an explanation to start with.
Well, I was going to give an explanation.
Yeah, but I think if you say, I think if it's the first time we've tried it,
I was going to
give it a go.
Thing of this is why we're doing this today.
Yeah.
And now, just go and interact.
Yeah.
Which can be a free for all.
Well, I'll explain what the interaction is.
Yeah.
Go and find out which groups, by talking to the people who are representing them, that you may feel that God wants you to be part of.
Might be better to say to people like you start with such and such a, mountain, and you start with to give people some direction so that they know where to go first, rather than because they might all stand there like.
Well, either they're all going to go round clockwise where they start. So actually, how many people are there? How many people do you want in one group? Essentially, you just got to, because actually one person might go to one group and say, that's for me. I don't need to sit talking to anybody else. That's it. I found it. Some people might go around all of them and at the end of them think, we need to go away and ask God then. You still know, do you? That's part of the process. I mean, you can easily say everyone, it depends how many people there are there to how many can be occupied at any one time. You know, if you had 20 people, then you could have two people go to each of the groups and then rotate or go to the next one. But obviously what you don't want is 15 all going to one and no one going to any of the others, because that would just never work, would it? So, what do you think? I mean, it's no problem putting it off for another time, but we don't want to continually indefinitely put it off, because then we won't ever start. You know, we were looking at going to be starting beginning of February. Well, that would give then 2 weeks for people to actually say, this is the group I'd like to belong to. In that time, then they can then, next week, there can be a, here's a thing, sheet of groups, sign up. Or the following week, sign up, because we're going to be starting in February. That was, you know, if you go on for another week, then are you going to push that on for another 2 weeks to give people a couple of weeks to do it? Then you're halfway through.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but I think I understand that pressure. But I think the bigger pressure is, though, this is a presentation by all of the mountains, which is a kind of existing structure. So it really needs to be, like, everybody needs to be not sat there confused, but sat there kind of energetic and joyous about what they're doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
So for that to happen, everybody needs to be comfortable with what they know about what they're doing. So, and that's the same for the customer as it is for the person that's doing the pitch. So I think that is the key question, is do you think you can sit down on Sunday and make a case for what it is that we've been doing and how we've been doing it and why we've been doing it to anybody that asks?
And that why we're going to do things, you know, differently.
Doing that from that positive, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Doing it from a positive, from that energy, from a positive spirit, then great. But if not, then we probably do need to do a preamble, pre-wash. Perhaps there should be something else. Well, if you're the only person explaining it, and there is a frustration, which is you're the only person that's been explaining it, and totally. People are still going, we don't know what's going on. So now you're going, well, I can't explain it any other. I've explained it as many times as I can.
Yeah.
So how can we explain it differently? Are you saying there should be a receptionist on the day, on Sunday, that says, okay, this is what's happening?
We'll need a childminder for the day on Sunday.
Oh, you're both on mountains. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not there. I can be there the week after, but I can't do that.
She'll help.
But it is a...
She had that sweet to pull people in.
Do you know, as he was saying, picking which mountain, I was immediately thinking of a book of cakes, thinking, right, we should have a rule here, no cakes.
No bribery by having cakes on yours.
Yeah.
Or pudding, anything else.
None of the Christmas leftovers.
Floors, here we go. I mean, basically, if it was explained to people, does everyone feel confident that they would be able to talk to people who came to your place, stand, whatever it is, table? Because, you know, and now if you don't, how long more are you going to before you feel confident? Because actually, we've already had this a month saying this is going to happen today.
I don't think anyone is saying people here not being confident.
Yeah,
it's just presenting it in a way that draws people who may not fully understand it to be excited about it.
But that's the excited. I mean, for instance, I mean, when Jason got up talking about Fresh Start, one of the things he very clearly said as a testimony, it was fantastic to be in a group of people that I got to know. And why can't we have that? That was his thing. It's like, wouldn't it be great if I could continue in that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is what we're saying. Here's an opportunity to connect with people who are like-minded, who have a similar heart, or drawn at this point in time to this, which we can help each other to move forward. I mean, that's the...
You put your simple head on, you'll be fine.
Yeah, but it is quite simple, isn't it? But if you're wanting the explanation of how we got here, that is simple, is it? An explanation of how we got here, we sought God, we went into heaven, God showed us this, we did this, that's not quite as...
No, but that's you don't need to do all that.
Oh, no.
No, you don't need to do all that.
Don't put your simple head on, you'll be fine.
Yes. Apply KISS principle.
Yes. Well, that's why I was going to take 10 minutes.
Fine. Done then.
But so that was a yes to your first question, which was, do you think you could explain that?
Yes.
And actually, it was yes. Oh, okay. Game on then, eventually.
Good. Well, I've already agreed with the seven to actually to do a introduction to what we're
going
to
want. Yes, I know, but there's introduction and introduction, and then we peeled it right back and we've got simple, great.
Here it is, that's what's happening.
There's introduction and there's introduction, yes?
Yeah,
and we've got introduction,
but my introduction was 10 minutes. That was my aim.
No, yeah. It's not the amount of time; it's what you're going to say.
The content is the important bit, not the duration.
Yeah,
yeah. Right. Okay. So then we're going to need to set the room up. South, east, west.
Yeah. So essentially, we just want a table for each group around the things, and people go and stand behind them with their brochures.
So you're going to have four faces, practically, you're going to have four faces in the four. And then you'll have whatever tables you need to be on that face.
So is that going to affect how we put chairs up?
I was going to say, where are the tables going to be then?
Well, that's the issue with doing an explanation first, because people want to sit down to do it. So either you put the chairs to start with inside, and then you put the tables around the outside so that things. Obviously, the table that's at the front can, or the two whatever tables are at the front, can just be shifted a couple of bits to so I can get a laptop in there. You
know. How long are we going to do this for?
How long?
Will it take? Yeah.
Well,
exactly.
Well,
it could
same time.
It could be really quick.
Well, if it's really quick, then we'll go and carry on. If it's really if takes as long as it takes, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, you sort of think about 3/4 an hour or something, then if that is quicker than that, then we just have longer worship. Yay!
Just like that.
Yeah. Or we then open it up for questions. Has anyone got any questions?
Yeah, it might.
Sorry. So some people can talk for England, so it might be longer.
Well, that's okay.
But if it was going to stick to the speed dating concept, someone's got to ring the bell and make you move on.
Time.
Ding.
Ding. Yeah. Elevator pitch.
So do we want the speed dating so you can't talk forever?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it was...
But then on the flip side of it, you might get somebody who's so interested and excited.
So no, move on.
Come back to me later.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to do it at speed dating and there's 10 and there's 10 mountains, then you'd have 5 minutes each to fill up 50 minutes.
Yeah.
Which isn't that long when you sort of consider it's probably take a minute or so to change each, so it would be 60 minutes for 10 sessions with a minute changeover time. Uh-huh. So you need to get a pitch that you can do in 5 minutes if you're going to do it in the speed dating way. That's thing. If you think that's impractical and you couldn't really share the heart of it in 5 minutes, then we have to then look at it being just go when you finish. But then if someone else wants to come and someone's there for 15 minutes, then it's going to be a log jam. So
I don't think realistically that everybody will want to go to every mountain. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's okay.
And you're also speaking to more than one person at a time as well. There'll be if you're around groups, you're going to have more than one person speaking.
That's what I was just going to say. Are you having one person in each mountain speaking? Because expecting that there'll be three of us.
Yeah.
But there's only possible of being one of some.
What if?
Yeah.
You can shoot at it if you like. What if you gave them all the brochures when they came in? And they had a cup of tea and a biscuit and a read through the brochures. And then you said, and you did your preamble, and then you said, right, if there's any,
you could
find out more.
Yeah, no, that's a good way of doing it.
Mountain. It's a good filter.
Yeah, we could do that. Then you'd have to have a brochure for everybody.
Yeah, which we were sort of
talking
about.
It's
a lot of, so they'd have to read 12 brochures.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Give them a cup of coffee.
Well, they'd have 10 brochures to read through while they're having a cup of tea.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, although in principle, it would filter them.
No.
I mean, this is then okay.
But
then,
brain.
But then practically, practically speaking, then you have to look at do it over 2 weeks. Because you'd have to give the brochures the first week with an introduction, and then the next week, dates actually, the meetings, people could come and talk to the mountains that they're interested in.
Mm-hmm. That's not a bad idea.
You could do that.
It sounds more. Mm-hmm. Gives people more time mm-hmm. to contemplate. Mm-hmm.
The problem, obviously, is people being away on either week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which you know, there's not really a way around that.
No. Is that the most promising set of thinking about it yet? Brochure and intro this week, actual dating next week?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that sounds pretty good, yeah.
Maybe.
You're twitching, go on what?
Well, no, I think they'd probably mean, I don't
what?
Think that's the best way, but.
Well, what do you think?
That?
Fine, we'll come with a suggestion.
The first way? Talking and then giving people brochures rather than giving people brochures that they don't really know anything about and then talking another week. But that's fine.
What?
Only my opinion. It's
no,
fine.
No, well, no, well, I didn't quite get what
the
you're
saying.
She prefers
the face-to-face
hit them all the
yeah, and then giving a brochure to take away.
Yeah. Would be my thing, but it's fine. It's really not a problem.
Well,
that's my opinion.
Yeah. Okay. Someone has to make a decision. We have to decide what we're going
to
do.
We collectively
yes,
have to
make
a decision.
Decision so, you
know. What, why don't we do a 5 minute or 3 minute elevator pitch, like Dave said, each mountain this Sunday, and then say next week we're going to have tables to for questions and answers and that kind of thing. So you can take a brochure away of the ones that you're sort of that you felt stirred by, and then we'll have questions and answers the following week.
And you can incorporate your sign up sheets as well then, can you?
You could do.
So what's an elevator pitch?
3 minutes.
You just stand up.
It means you yeah.
Pick them.
Promote
yourself.
Yeah, 3 minute, you know, this is like a very general, this is what it's like. Because if people are going to be definitely stirred.
It should go.
They yeah, and if not, they can take their time to read brochures over the week, but at least they'll have had somebody who's voice it.
Planted the seed.
And then they can ask questions.
The advantage of that is that Hazel would be here the first
week
and could give a pitch, and then the following week.
Pat will be there for
well,
Pat
as well yeah.
Would Pat be happy to do like a question and answer thing like the following
week?
But
she won't be the only one on that face, though, will she?
No.
What face
no, but that's on the individual group, though. It's a group that people are going to be talking about rather than a face. So,
but I mean, I'm just saying that without me being there are other people that are on the line.
Yes.
Side, aren't there?
Yeah, but it's not. Yeah, but it's not the line that we're going to talk about.
I know.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's because. If Dave isn't there on Sunday, Nigel or Joe could give a pitch for their thing, but then possibly they'd all be there the following week. You know. You can give a pitch, you wouldn't be around the second week, but Pat would be for the exchange. But then you've got to decide which space personally you want to be involved in, because you're in two groups. Three, in fact. So you've got a personal decision to make. Where you like to actually be in a group, because that's a choice that you personally can make, isn't it? Which group do you would like to be in of the three?
Yes.
So it would make sense knowing which group you were going to be in to which group you were going to pitch in, wouldn't it? Otherwise, you'd be pitching in one and not being involved. If you're going to be in another group, it's like, oh yeah, I pitched, but actually, no, I don't want to be in this group at all. I'm over there.
I'm pitching for it, but I'm gone.
Yes, she finds she understands.
Yeah.
I do understand it, yes. Yes, I absolutely. I agree entirely.
Yeah.
I think that's a very good idea.
So you're agreeing with the 2-week strategy, but you get your pitch on the first week then.
Yeah.
So a verbal pitch, 3 minutes.
Speaking's really important rather than just that.
But I would have to be really strict. So
yeah,
it would
have to be
bump, bump, bump. Three. It would have to be 3 minutes.
Air horn. Bing, bing, bing. Time's up.
Murchie's trumpet.
Time's up. Yeah, well, you know what this group's going to be like. They can't even do their 3-minute pitch. Long winded, this group.
Right. So, are we in agreement then? So, are we having. So, we're having a 3-minute elevator pitch from each mountain. Are we having a 10-minute intro from Mike first before we do that?
Yes.
Yes.
I think so, yes.
Yes. Right.
Okay. Excellent. Then people can have brochures. Yes.
Brochures.
Which
time?
The following week. Come with any questions or anything they would like to pursue,
and we'll set the room up fair styly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I know this is an elementary question, but can you just remind me who's on which face of the mountains, please?
Yeah.
I know it's a very basic
question. Lion is Enterprise in the Exchange. Mm-hmm. Ox is Healing and Blessing.
Yeah.
Lot of the Eagle is Far, Freedom, and
Media.
Media. And then the man would be Harmony, Seven, and Good News.
Mm-hmm. Is anyone pitching for the Seven?
Mm-hmm. Not to my knowledge.
But it does, in a sense.
Ox.
It does matter which group Hazel's in, because if Hazel's not going to be in the exchange, then Pat will have to do the 3-minute pitch.
Yeah,
but
no, Enterprise is there as well. So
you're pitching for your mountain, not the face.
To get the face for now.
It's your pitching for the group. The brochure is for your group. So you need to know which group you're in, so that you can either pitch or be part of that group. Otherwise, you might pitch for exchange, and then I'm not in the exchange group when it happens. See what I mean?
I shall be with the exchange.
Okay, that's fine.
But I haven't spoken to Freedom Bench to let them know that. That's why
I'm okay. I think you just did.
Yeah, well, you can tell them that.
So I've been wrong.
Memo to the bench.
That's okay.
Sorry, right. Freedom Bench. But that's it. And as for the Seven, well, equally, apologies all round, really. They're all right.
Well, it's fine. It's not abandonment, it's actually where your heart is, primarily.
Yes. No, I just think it's, a matter of politics to let the bench that I've been on for a while.
Okay.
So is there a
Hazel's in the Fresh Start group. We should have the mountain, Fresh Start mountain.
We did discuss this at the meeting before Christmas to say, do you think we're supposed to do a brochure for the Seven, even though at the moment nobody's going to be in a Seven?
So would the Seven will be making a pitch?
No.
So I was checking.
We did get as far as saying maybe we ought to think about
that. Doesn't need to, because it's an appointed. It's an appointed body. It's not a voluntary.
Mm. It's fine, so we don't need a Seven group.
No, I don't think so.
Write it down in capitals.
Well, 12 minutes.
I think it is. It will be important going forward. Because that group will be about PR and equipping of others. So I think it will involve more of a thing.
But not at the moment.
Well, maybe not at the moment, but I think that will be a key mountain in the organisation of everything. Because it is about the equipping of people, discipling of people. That's the whole foundation of it. So. And that would serve everybody. Mm. Yeah, like each mountain serves the whole.
I don't think it's ready yet. I think this will help inform all of this activity.
Yeah.
Will inform what that pricey looks like in terms of an active mountain. I think, don't you? That's my gut feel. I don't think there's enough there. Doesn't feel strong enough.
Well, right now,
no. But if you think it'll be a primary.
Video of an embassy heaven or something.
Yes, exactly. It'll be a
and
primary.
There's going to need to be a huge resource within there to make sure people are in the right place.
Yes.
Because the Seven are involved with belonging. There's the Fresh Start. All that stuff is sort of what the seven are facilitating.
Yes. But how, is it, there are only six on the seven? There's only five on the seven. So kind of that's...
Two people aren't listening.
That's, yeah, that's right.
We are the five of seven.
We are the five of seven, yes.
Five, seven, nine.
So there is a kind of pattern there, isn't there?
There's, you go into your pods and regenerate every day.
That'd be good.
It's like deep space there.
Yeah, futile. Okay, all right.
It looks like we've made a decision then. Mm-hmm. Well done, everybody.
Which group's going first then?
We'll start and go round.
Start
and go start from where? What?
Start
so
from
where are you going to
eagle.
Start?
The, no, we'll no, start lion, from man. Lion.
Yeah.
Lion.
East. Yeah, you.
East.
Just get in there.
Start east.
Start east.
Everything flows out from the east gate.
Run out of time for us.
I'll take 2 minutes, you'll be alright.
So do you want to go first or second?
No, I'm the man.
Yeah, he's the man. You get to hear everyone else burn.
Brains how you're walking.
Something like being first and enjoying the rest of the show.
Yeah, waiting for it to come on.
Yeah. Dinged. Alright, there we go.
Okay.
Ooh,
is this something I'm working on?
Yes. Cool. Alright. Shall we move on to your belonging question?
Ah, the belonging question. Basically, how will belonging be delivered? Because we started with a belonging group, didn't we?
Well, the belonging group was about the content of belonging. Belonging is part of the departure station with Fresh Start, so it will be delivered by those who are equipped, same as the seven, equipped Fresh Start. Initially you did it, and you then saw who, and then people began to do it, and then people did it. Same principle, you know.
But how, you'll do probably we know do it how enough. We imagine it to be done, because it's quite a booklet, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, the booklet obviously is the full details that people can read things. So you would give people a booklet, and then you would probably have a get-together to talk through it, and any questions or anything relating to it. So you'd use the booklet as the full expression. It would take two whole sessions to go through that booklet in great detail, probably, but I think...
Well, I haven't seen the book. Have you seen the book?
Yeah.
Is there a book?
Have you seen the book?
Yeah. I haven't seen it.
Have you not seen it?
No, it's, no. Well, it was passed to the seven for you to look at,
yeah.
Wasn't it? And it was passed to all those who were involved. Jeremy sent it out to all those who were involved in the initial gathering about it.
They were printing more out today, so I don't know what that was about.
Well, once we'd obviously have to add a few bits to it, with like the marriage thing and
it's already
that
in.
Type of thing. It's already in. Yeah, there you go, look. On the ball.
Well done.
Really on the ball.
I suppose we were wondering, is the seven where it lies? If it lies with us, then we know it lies with us.
Yeah, it definitely lies with the seven.
Or if it lies with the 12 to do
something. It lies with the seven.
Nothing to do.
The two or
the it lies with the seven, and I would envisage you would do it very much as you did Fresh Start.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Maybe
you would do it with each other, and then...
7 weeks or 6 weeks.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't take 6 weeks or 7 weeks, but...
So we would equip, we would go through it all as a seven, well, and then we would equip people. Is that what you're saying?
Well, that's what you've done with Fresh Start.
Well, everybody needs to see it, really, don't they? I mean, especially you do need to see it.
Well, once it's finally been...
Cause well, surely they need to see it before it's finally...
Well, not finally, but you it was... your involvement was in the original group.
No,
the
people who involved... No, we didn't write that.
No, but the people who were involved in the original group contributed to its content. That content has been shaped, and then it went back to see, okay, what does this look like? Then once that has then... Oh, yeah, or any other suggestions that came from the original group and the seven who were involved, then it will go into, okay, are we in agreement with it?
Well,
so can come
for
here
a copy.
He's probably got one on his desk.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he's Jeremy's the one who's pulled it together. It looks really good. I mean, I thought it was excellent.
But didn't the message be in looks, so big, to be fair?
Yeah, I'm confused. I dipped out, I think. I came to an original launch of belonging thing and loads of stuff.
I think you came to the two meetings we had.
Right.
And from then on, it was, okay, we're going to pull together the suggestions, and then it was then passed back.
Yes.
For observations.
I
think that was it. We haven't met again.
No, I understand. But I'm only interested in observations from the centre, because they know they're going to deliver.
No, for observations from those who were originally involved. Well, yeah. That's why it should have been passed out for.
Okay, I'm not sure that it ever was there.
No, because I haven't seen it. No.
Originally, it didn't.
Did you come to those seven meetings? I don't think you came to the belonging meetings, did you? So it should have been passed out. Jeremy should have passed it out.
I think he did. The original one.
And then it was then any observations. That then went to the seven to look at, and then it was going to come back. It will then come back.
It's not really that would have, should have, what's it. But I was at the first one. I'm happy to give feedback on the current rendition if you want it.
Yeah.
But in order for me to do that, I would like a copy of it, and I'm happy to have it as a PDF.
I think it should have been sent.
Jeremy's got one on his desk.
As far as I was aware, it had been sent out to all those who were originally involved.
It doesn't matter. But that's just trying to move my little bit of the picture on, which is that. So what we're saying is you've got the material, and you guys are going to deliver it. So once I've seen the material, I'll be able to give you my thoughts if you want them.
I do think we need to...
right now I haven't any thoughts.
We discussed it last week, you might have done something there. How will it be delivered?
I think that's basically down to you, whatever you'd like, how you think it's best to deliver it. And that could be an evening or a couple of evenings. It's really whatever you fit in, whatever you feel is the best way of delivering it. You know, it obviously was designed to give people the background information that they would then be able to refer to and come with any observations or things that they could ask. What is this about? Can you explain this a bit more? You know, so it was designed to be reasonably comprehensive, but not sort of in great detail, because we've got teaching that it points to. Because there's like, if you need any more information on this, click this link. We'll go here. Yeah, that was the sort of behind it, I think. But I mean,
did you say it wouldn't be done with anything? What do you mean?
It's a book.
Well, if you were going to deliver it, as a teaching session or as a...
I don't think that's necessary.
You don't think it's a course. You think it's a... Well, observe this material and you've got any questions.
Yeah, but if anyone felt to do it as a course, then I've got no problem with that. I mean, if that's the best way you think of delivering it, great.
I don't know, I haven't seen it, so I can't comment.
No, that's kind of where I see. What's the size of the thing?
Yeah.
A tiny little bit longer for a start.
Really?
Yeah. Okay.
But that's a long time to read.
Not so many spaces.
Yeah, but I think,
but you are talking about people who are making a decision whether they want to be part of the church or not.
Yeah.
So it is. You don't want to give
people...
Like
that.
I wouldn't say that's a huge amount.
Yeah,
it's a tiny writing. Yes, there is tiny writing.
I was giving them like that. So maybe that's before and after.
It's not the latest, I don't know.
That's not the latest version.
It's a draft, I think.
It's got all the
drafty.
No, I couldn't see what on
this. They were definitely printing them today.
Definitely printing them today.
Oh, right.
It's just the best way to do it, isn't it? Because originally we did talk about it having just an evening.
But I think
I don't think you could do it in an evening.
No.
You need to do it.
But whatever way you feel that God says to do it that way.
So we get some fresh new ones tomorrow and make sure that you've got them so that you can see them tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, the idea was that you would then comment any adjustments made, and then it would then come for us to see. Otherwise, we're looking at the reviews. I wanted to see the end result, basically. And then if there are any comments, we can make. I mean, I obviously looked at it, because I was involved with the original gathering that talked about it.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, there is an opportunity to make the presentation of the belonging booklet to potential members of the church walk hand in hand with them feeling like they belong, rather than just read that, tell us what you think and choose. Yes. So there's an opportunity to actually make it more of that, rather than thinking about have you read that and understood it and regurgitate it back to us.
Through relationship.
Exactly. Yeah. It's an opportunity to use it as the campfire around which you
My understanding was that you meet. I mean, fresh start people would then be
move into
at,
this.
Moving
yes.
into that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would
yeah.
be the next step, and then they
yeah.
move into
yeah.
groups.
Which
that's
is why
I
might
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. For us, the thing about
so,
the guy
yeah.
said it'd be great if I could join
yeah. Yeah.
something is this.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, is the,
so this
is that out after you've done the fresh start. Really,
so there's
it's
another
bit of reading
yeah.
material.
Of that.
Yeah.
Have you jotted?
So,
Dave
are we working to a?
I asked for one today, so I
a delivery date. Do we actually have a date that we think this will be complete by?
In the toolbox.
Yeah.
Well, we need it before we start the groups, or
yes.
as we start the groups.
That's what I was getting.
Yes, because
part
anyone then who's going to become part of groups
yes.
need,
do
to,
that.
Need
yeah.
to go
well,
through
I think
it,
it's
so.
Really important for Becky and Nigel at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll ask
to have
tomorrow.
It before
yeah.
it's complete.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but it
we'll
was
ask.
Like any revisions, you know. What I didn't want is, okay, let's read 15 versions of this. Let's get to where you're happy with it. And then
so
we
we're
then
probably
can look
about
at
on
it.
Time then, basically. Mm? We're probably just about on time.
Yeah.
If we get the
yeah.
latest
we
can, revisions.
We hopefully will roll it out
but
alongside the group.
If there's toughness to be chucked in, I'll chuck it in.
Mm. And in essence, there's no reason why everyone who is going to be part of a group shouldn't have a copy. Because actually this is what they're belonging to.
Yeah.
Whether they whether that matters to them or not. It will be at least an opportunity for everyone to have a copy of it who are involved now.
Yeah.
You know, because
yeah,
you know, I think there's because it could well even create discussion within the groups.
Yeah,
yeah.
I probably will.
Yeah,
yeah,
which would not be a bad thing.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, probably, you know, it might be a point for clarification.
Yeah,
I didn't know that. Didn't
yeah.
Oh, that's where that bit fits.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Go and look
that
up now in context.
Delivering it then, that the groups could do that as their sort of opening
agenda
items.
That would be one of the first ones, because I think there's people here that have been here for years that probably don't even know half of. Stuff.
Yeah, but then that would probably be a good thing for making sure everyone who was going to be part of the group had one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it could be that actually.
Then anyone who was going to be
just
in the future, then you need to do it differently.
Yeah, just, okay, we'll just go through this is what we've got, and all new people will be getting this, but let's all go through this so that if we've got any questions, we can answer them
yeah.
before we.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that'd be good.
That sounds
good.
That'll work.
So if the seven decided then, the way of delivering it would be that it would be the main first agenda item for the groups.
Yeah, but that could only be the first time with people already in the groups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then
the next time it would have to be done.
I mean, we've got to start somewhere, haven't we? So
yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, no,
but
that's
if
no problem.
That
but that would be very different from anyone who was
new
then going to become part, a done fresh start, do that. Then
yeah.
you have to find which way you're going to deliver that. Because that couldn't be done in a group because they wouldn't have been belong yet. This comes before.
That's right. I'm
future.
Just thinking as a
yeah.
one-off.
Yeah,
perhaps,
oh, definitely. Yeah. No,
it would
be a good idea.
And then
sure
do the. Then the, do the three series delivery.
Yeah, we chop down a few trees. But,
okay. Yes, it's all in good cause of making sure people are informed and know
yeah.
where they belong to.
Absolutely, yeah, no, I think that's fair, isn't it? And we can actually say that, you know, as we go forward with it.
Is that another decision?
Yeah,
okay.
Decision.
Right. Let's go for another.
Are you sure?
Okay.
Right. Has anybody got any updates they particularly want to bring?
No.
Any burning questions or issues?
No. Well, I just want
to. I haven't got to you yet.
Yeah.
I was letting everybody else have a go first because I know you'll take the remaining hour, well, 40 minutes.
No, I haven't got that so much.
If nobody, right before, has anybody else got anything they want to talk about or add before we let Mike explain his agenda? He's got a list.
Yeah, but I've ticked off most of them.
Have you?
Yeah.
Well, two.
What, three? That one's. Yeah, we've done that one.
If you don't speak now,
done.
You won't get a chance. Going, gone. Right, there you go, Mike, it's all yours.
What I was going to say is, in discussion with Jeremy and about how to proceed from here teaching wise, I normally at this time of year do like a Vision Destiny 2017, which will be a review, and then will be a few weeks of this is what God said, this is what we're looking forward to. I'm going to do that, but I'm not going to do it publicly. So I'm going to do it. I've already done two sessions today, so I've recorded them for the review of all the legislative stuff from last year and different things that happened, and then I'm going to do three or four sessions of, and these are the things God said and the process that for the year, like I normally do, but I don't think it. I want to deliver that. I haven't got time to deliver it alongside doing everything else, because I want to carry on with the Engaging God stuff. So I'm going to do it. I will make it. It will be available for everyone in the church who would like to listen to it. We'll have it as, you know, online or as a page or something. We'll get Jeremy will put it together. But I'm not going to actually do it like I normally do, because I think it will just take too long. And, you know, I'm away end of February.
Yes. Sorry. Know. What dates? Do you have any dates?
I have dates. Yeah. I'm on leaving the 27th
of February.
And we'll be back on the 14th of March.
And so where are you going?
New Zealand. And then I'll be away on the 26th of April. And back on the 13th, I think. That's China and Borneo.
China where?
Borneo. It's just a stop off on the way back. Oh,
check out the orangutans.
Yeah. On the way
okay,
back.
Thanks.
And
then go there before Trump upsets them.
And then there's in July, the 20th of July, I'm going to Winnipeg. And then 25th, 6th, I'll go into Seattle.
Sorry, say the date again. 20th of July.
20th of July to the 25th. I'm in Winnipeg, and then 25th I'll travel, and then 27th or 26th I'll travel. 27th I'm in Seattle for a large conference with three or four other speakers on trans relocation, spirit travel. And they want me to do the governmental aspect of what that is. Bruce Allen and Praying Medic and
so
David Van Blimen or something. Blimen. I can never. Sunday. Anyway. Well, at the I'm not sure yet, because there could well be a stop off in Toronto, because I'm going to have to stop off in Toronto because there's no direct flights. Mm. And they've asked me to sort of. I really want to see the Niagara Falls. No, sorry. I did tell them, if you want me to come back next time, I really want to see. They said, well, it's only 10 minutes down that road. Why did you take me 4 hours up into the things, and Niagara Falls is down there? So there may be a couple of days either end, which I've not yet.
Until roughly when? 27th, you said Seattle,
till the 30th, that is. And then either there'll be a couple of days in Toronto, potentially, or not. So that's that. Yeah. South Africa is an invitation, but it would be November, potentially. But I've not clarified that yet, or sure on that. But that will be Cape Town, so. So that's, those are the
that's a fair old bit, trips. Some relates to travel.
There are a few other things. Wednesday I'm going to Portland to meet with a bench there, and with a potential bench for Cornwall coming up as well, I think. Following week I'm going to spend an afternoon with Justin Abraham. Reached out to him.
Wow.
He's agreed to meet me for an afternoon in Bridgewater Services. That's where we're going to meet. I don't know where we'll end up going, but really wanting to see that be fruitful.
When are you meeting with him?
Next Wednesday week. 25th, is it? 25th. Yeah. Whatever Wednesday is, the following week.
25th.
Yes, the 11th. No. It's the 11th this next Wednesday.
Yeah, so 2 weeks from now. Yeah, 25th.
Yeah. So I think I'm, you know, really wanting to see that be fruitful, and resolve anything that needs resolving, and to look to see what comes out of it, really.
What date was that with Justin?
Not this Wednesday.
18th.
The following week. This is 2 weeks. This Wednesday, 2 weeks. So it's the 25th.
2 weeks.
25th. 25th, I think it is.
Yeah, 25th.
Wednesday, 25th. Yeah. So that's good. There's a regional Beyond the Veil event on the last Saturday of the month, which I think is the 28th. That's in Cliss St Mary. Change of venue. It was in Woodbury, and they've double booked. I think Cliss St Mary's closing, so that's one. And that the focus of that is for those who feel called to government in their area. So it isn't a general anyone come. We've really specifically said, if you feel called to government in your area, then we've sort of spoken about 9 different areas: Cornwall, Devon, Somerset, Dorset, Wiltshire, Gloucestershire, and 3 cities, which are Bristol, Exeter, and Plymouth. Anyone feel called to government within there, and that maybe, you know, say Devon, North Devon, you know, maybe different places of government within that, North Cornwall, South Cornwall, to begin really to look at how we can help establish benches, to, you know, for people to take. You know, start taking responsibility for their areas. So anyone's welcome to come to that who feels called to. That's the 28th, Saturday the 28th, 10 o'clock to 4. Which will be hopefully a smaller gathering. So we can get some stuff done. So, yeah, that's that. Other thing I've got down here is, do we want to put any dates in the diary for doing something?
Yes, I was wondering if we do need to put some dates in the diary or dates
the
I think 3 times a year works quite well, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Good to say, like, we're away in March.
We are.
Joe's asking for 7, which is asking when you're away.
Yeah. Plus when I'm away. So we're away.
Yeah.
Well, you're always on the holiday list, but if you can.
I'm not talking about that. March. I'm talking about dates. But Joe will put this on the
23rd March to the 5th of April, 6th of April.
Is that when you're away?
Mm. Well, hopefully. Otherwise, we're going to have a problem.
What? It's a joke.
Well, if you're not away the same time I am, I'm going to have trouble.
When is it
then?
<bed? laughs>
Saturday, 25th of March,
until the 6th of April.
Something like that.
That's a Thursday.
Yeah.
That's when Deb's back, so she's back at work on the Thursday.
From the plane to
London. Where are you going?
We're going to New York for a few days, and then down to Florida for
Florida.
Surprise the grandchildren.
Yes. That's over Easter, isn't it?
No, Easter's the 17th. Yeah.
I think we may go on the 24th or the 25th, I can't remember exactly. But
it's a Sunday, it's an important one anyway.
When do you get back? When do you get back? Six.
Going to Portland, which we haven't got in yet, which is in Dorset.
And we're away in October. The 8th.
Mm-hmm.
The 9th or something like that. Well, no. 8th, I think. So I have the 7 thought of anything any more about Sundays in terms of Sunday actual speaking and stuff.
No.
I mean, I'm still doing the new versus old stuff. I've got one more evangelism one to do on light, being light. Sons of Light and stuff, and then I want to do 2 on renewing the mind and 2 on basically God, really.
Who is
new
God?
Versus old. Yeah, our view of God.
You want to do 2 on who is God?
Well, yeah, you know, I'm like,
he could do more.
Yeah. I'm trying to fit it in before I go away. So, and then I would like to do 1 on finances, new versus old finances, maybe a couple of other things, but it's whether you want to continue for everyone to hear that. I think some of those it would be really good for everyone to hear, because mm-hmm. I think it's key.
We thought
foundational
our
stuff,
opinion is that it's been absolutely brilliant up to this point in time, but possibly you're likely to go off
we've got to be the light of the world and
that was the fine bit, but we thought that you might get a bit excited about
might give it quantum. Well, yeah.
With our question, because the rest of it we think has been absolutely brilliant for people to listen to.
Yeah.
But what did you do last
it's
time?
It's much of, well, I did...
What was it, the salt?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that was quite in depth.
Yeah.
People were glazed at that one a bit. So if it's going to be like really quantum-y, then possibly not going to understand it, will they? Light of the World is really brilliant, but I don't think that you'll keep it at that level.
Well, no, not entirely at that level, because light, there's an awful lot more to light than just a glow.
But not everyone's a scientist.
Yeah. But it's whether you need to do that at that sort of...
Well, I don't, but it's...
That's our question.
Well, yes, I do need to do it at that level, because actually it's that level that is the difference between new versus old.
Yeah.
Of, well, we just liked you little, you know, this little light of mine. I'm going to let it shine. So there's a lot more to it than that. So, yeah, it has to be, in a sense, what is different in us being light. And, you know. But I have no problem. But if I'm not going to do it, then in 2 weeks' time, then you'll need to find someone else to do something.
Mm. I want to hear that.
Yeah.
I want to hear that one.
But you know, some of the other stuff, you know, will be sort of my testimony of my mind being renewed and how, you know, we are all constructed by our mind and limited by it, but you just need to let me know. I think finances is one everyone needs to hear. So, yeah. move some of the old things to do with finances and free people to engage God in it.
So the next one won't be till the 29th anyway, will it?
No. So.
What are you doing on the 22nd?
The second part of...
It's the second part of the...
Oh,
this bit.
It's the date.
Yes.
Speed date. No, the speed date's cut this weekend. The date comes next week when you have to sit down and tell them what...
Yeah.
Marriage.
Reality check.
No, the marriage is a long time.
Yeah, you get to sell yourself this week and see who buys next week. Cool.
Yes. Did you want to punch some dates for?
Probably best to be doing, isn't it? When is Easter? Does anyone know?
Yeah. Easter Monday is the 17th.
April.
Yeah.
So Friday is really late. Yeah, because the school holidays have broken up 2 weeks before, and then they go back on the Tuesday, I think.
April.
Yeah, it's late. Good Friday is the 14th.
Yeah.
The 7, that we were a bit thin on the ground in terms of numbers. Did we say that last time? Because I think Dan was away. And
What date? What date are we talking about? When you're away.
Yeah, I think when we looked at it, we were quite thin on the ground, particularly one Sunday, and I forget which one it was.
I don't know. I've only got you down as being. And you're
was
away.
Was away sometime? Yeah. Oh, Emma, who would be able to say?
We're not away till March, but we're going after church now.
Oh, right,
We're going to come in and then travel up country after.
Yeah, I haven't got your date for that. I'll have to go in tomorrow.
That's commitment.
Me? A little one.
Well, I was thinking if we're thinking of doing it 3 times a year, but if we carry on from where we were in December, that just falls at awkward times with holidays and stuff like that. So I was wondering about February, June, and October, so end of February, but before Mike goes away. But when are you away, Mike?
27th, I think.
Actually, that won't work because we've got birthdays. 18th and 25th.
Jake's 21.
Yeah.
He's 21st.
Have you got a mandate for that?
As long as we know dates, Dan can book them off as holidays because he has to book holidays.
Yeah.
And gets a year.
Well, do we want to sort of
provisional? Because Jeremy and Alice aren't here. Yeah. I need to say yes or no.
Think about some dates and then put them out and see.
Yeah.
October, end of October, is sort of always difficult for us because we usually away our anniversary.
Thinking, is there any feedback from the New Year's Eve wedding ceremony? Yeah. I won't get anything to share. Gage.
It's been a splendid week since.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it, if I can say that, and it went very quickly the whole evening.
Yeah,
it was really, really good.
There was a little bit of confusion, I think, at the beginning, but it was okay. It all came out in the wash, as it would do. When God's involved, it was really good.
Well, that's generally positive then. Food was nice. Worship was fun.
Yeah. And our little ladies kept until 9 o'clock the following morning. Which
even
is
better.
Wow.
Wore her right out then. Great deal. Cool. Good. Yeah. So we'll come up with some dates and circulate them for comment and see who can make them, who can't, rather than try and sit here for the next 20 minutes and figure it out. Mm-hmm. Somebody got anything else they want to go through? Anything want to bring? Mm-hmm. Nope. Excellent. Then I think we'll call it a night and go on. Thank you very much. We actually made decisions. Mm. Yay. Getting to be governmental, isn't it? You've got a good excuse. It's a bit far to come.
Can't we do a video conference?
You
got a satellite phone? From what I hear, come on. Video conference.
I'm sure Flame will let me use the satellite.
Fantastic.
Prep job. Prep job. Prep job. Thursday.
Yep. Oh.
That's what you said last time.
I did, yeah. I did go, ooh.
You had a suspicion.
I got something on Thursday. What have I got on Thursday? Working weeks.
What's your next week? What's going on this week? Oh, that's on Thursday.
I'm
together.
These are actually on your plate.
It's working
weeks.
Restricted Cup Finder.
But they did say that they changed it slightly. It's my
film. Earlier on Friday?
And then on
Thursday. We're all meeting. I'm coming too.
Because it's not in my bag. So they said that if we can't do the final.
Right.
Yeah.
So
I'll check the diary because it's not synced to this one yet.
Is it not? Why not? Is it Google?
No, it's my Google ones. It's a Microsoft one.
You've linked to the world of the famous bench fighting.
So my Google ones on here?
Yeah.
My Hotmail ones on here?
Yeah.
But my Outlook is... And like my old phone...
Well, it should do. Exchange. It's just an exchange. Server, I think.
Add mail account. Do I need to add mail account? How do I add mail account?
No,
set in the column. Yeah. Oops, I've got that on there. Also, peeping at me.
Questions come up on the TV and you answer on your phone. You played it over Christmas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's just free. I mean, some of the questions are a bit American, but it was quite fun. So it came up with all these questions on the TV, but loaded from the app, and you basically answered the questions, and you got the results that came up on the TV.
It was something similar. It wasn't a quiz, but it was like a game.
I don't know. My friend did.
Oh, sorry, we'll do it. We
didn't
puzzle
since.
So we've got the schedule.
Yeah.
Big quiz.
The temperature hike is so it's going to go up. September was 26th, 30th.